The Lord protect your minds and give you his clarity and peace in these violent and misleading times, my sweetheart dwellers. My dear ones, as Paul warned us, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? My very dear heart dwellers, ever since 2015, the Lord has told us that the rapture would come when America was attacked. I know that could happen at any time, and that is the sign I'm waiting for. But because of our prayers, God has had mercy time and time again. So here we are with social media flooding the internet and the ears of supposedly discerning Christians giving way frantically to rapture predictions, deliberately planned to deceive the elect and throw them into confusion, and later, despair and unbelief. My precious ones, the Lord has asked me to withdraw from all prophetic voices on the net, even Brandon, whom I love, and listen only to Jesus and Father God, although most of the time that's the way it's been for me. But when he recommended Brandon, I listened. I abstained from others anyway, which I usually do, since I don't want to be influenced by their messages. So please, I give you the very same advice. There are all kinds of twisted narratives popping up here and there, and they are all so believable. Just to be clear, I'm not including Brandon in the twisted narratives. But we don't listen to stale bread. We don't eat moldy bread. We dwell in God's heart, where the bread comes straight from the oven of his love and from him who created the universe. Go deeper, my heart dwellers. Abstain from the internet and spend time with the Lord, repenting. All this week, he's been showing me more and more about repentance and how the difficulties in our lives are directly tied to the sins of our past. In other words, we're paying off our purgatory on earth. Repentance is what he is still waiting for. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he brought on the moment of truth we've all been waiting for, where the airplanes and all vehicles are suspended in the air, all activity is halted so we can see what God sees in our conscience, that we are in need of deeper repentance and acknowledgement of our sins. Most of us are still on the surface in repentance. Beloved ones, don't be afraid to go deep. Rather, be afraid that you might miss something because you have avoided looking at your sins with God's magnifying glass. Let me tell you that in this past week, I have felt searing conviction for all I have done and excused myself for. But Holy Spirit is not allowing excuses. He is exposing and convicting and needs us all to go to the root of our rebellion, greed, and false piety, self-righteousness, and how we have made ourselves look so clean when underneath is the stench of dead man's bones. He needs deep, soul-searching repentance from us, and especially an end to gossip, slander, and judgment. How can we be raptured or equipped when we are still doing these things? Repentance brings revival. Please let him go deep with you. Pray Psalm 51 and look into your hearts. Ask him to show you what you have skipped over and refused to see. You will feel so clean before him when you are brutally honest about your shortcomings and sins, especially a lack of brotherly love, fault finding, and judgment that is devastating to the unity of the Lord's body. Don't you know this hatred is planned, a planned attack on our country to start civil war? The media, our well-trained, well-paid demonstrators, are fleshing out the narrative to divide the country with civil war. And they are doing it using your mind, my mind, and our lips. Meanwhile, our enemies are lurking in the shadows, waiting until our nation is in complete turmoil. These people who plan these things are university-trained psyops operators who are paid to manipulate your minds to divide and conquer, which works every time. No one but the Holy Spirit should have any influence on your mind. God, help us. Stop the wicked narratives and correct them. Judge not, lest you be judged. Remove the beam from your own eye before you try to get the sliver out of your brother's. And do not allow others to defile you with their failure to love and bring unity to the body. My dear ones, these supposedly Christian pastors who are ripping away at the body and a martyr for the faith are just as guilty as the one who pulled the trigger. How many more enemies will you incite to kill innocent Christians, even children, just to make your ungodly statements of hate? How many times have you spoken false doctrine, you yourself, out of ignorance? Do you really think you're innocent before God? So what if he makes a mistake in doctrine? We have all done it. The world will know we are Christians by our love. So where are the Christians? And yet we all think we're ready for the rapture. This is a time unlike any other that is screaming out, repent. Christians, repent. You are being weighed in the balance and found lacking. Reform your hearts to resemble the love of Christ, not Satan's manipulations to destroy America. Be wiser than the serpents coiled at your ears, already hissing and devouring your soul. Stand with Jesus and correct a brother or sister who is divisive and destroying. Stand with the Lord and pray for them.